Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The Eric Garner case was heard on Capitol Hill today.
My name is Gwen Carr. I am the mother of Eric Garner. 5 years ago, my beloved son Eric was murdered by people who were supposed to serve and protect.
Carr, along with the Reverend Al Sharpton, were testifying at a House Judiciary Committee hearing on police misconduct. Sharpton urged lawmakers to pass pending legislation aimed at preventing the kind of police action that has led to several fatalities across the country.
That would define clearly where the line is in terms of excessive force and take this argument from a state and local level to where there's a federal standard that all must abide by.
Well, Michael Palladino, president of the Detectives Endowment Association, submitted a letter to the committee. It said the recent firing of Officer Daniel Pantaleo in the Garner case had left an indelible mark in the mind of every member of the NYPD. He added officers know that on any given day, any one of them could be in the same position as Pantaleo. Yankees star right-hander Domingo Germán has been placed on administrative leave by Major League Baseball, this following an allegation of domestic violence. In a statement, MLB said only that it's investigating, that the leave may last up to 7 days, and it would have no further comment. The Yankees said they fully support all measures being undertaken by the commissioner and that, quote, domestic violence has no place in our society and cannot be tolerated. A second case of the measles confirmed now on Long Island. This is in Nassau County, where officials say anyone who visited the Mineola, Hempstead, or Jamaica train stations between September 11th and September 14th may have been exposed. But that's not all. Other locations include the trains between those stations and Penn Station, as well as the Noches de Colombia restaurant in Mineola. If you have symptoms, you need to see your doctor. House Democrats introduced legislation today to control the cost of prescription drugs. Democrats have made health care a key focus of the 2020 presidential race. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is not about that.
The burden of out of control prescriptions comes to an issue that touches every family in America. That was self-evident in the election of 2018. It's still a big issue as we go forward. We don't want a political issue at the polls. We want a solution in the Congress, and we want it now.
The Democrats' plan would give the federal government the ability to negotiate and cap prices on hundreds of drugs, including insulin. And this is not just for Medicare recipients. It's for everyone. The plan would also slap penalties on companies that don't comply and force drug makers to offer rebates if they raise prices more than the rate of inflation. The NYPD today out with the list of street closures for next week's UN meetings. But if you want to avoid the annual traffic nightmare, the department's transportation chief, Thomas Chan, says there's only one real solution. Stay away.
My advice to motorists out there is certainly to avoid the east side of Manhattan during the UN General Assembly. Please, next week, 5 of the days are going to be gridlock alert days.
You can get a full rundown of the street closures at 1010winds.com. With Amazon out of the picture, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has turned her attention to the so-called Walmart of liquor, saying its low prices will undercut smaller mom-and-pop stores. AOC is urging the state liquor authority to deny Total Wine & More a license to open a location in College Point, Queens. She's actually not the first in our area to target the chain. Total Wine was recently denied applications to open stores on Long Island and in Westchester County following a firestorm of opposition from local liquor merchants and the New York State Retailers Alliance. So far, no comment from Total Wine. Arraignment today for the Long Island teen arrested in the fatal stabbing of another teen, apparently during a fight over a girl.
The judge remanded 18-year-old Tyler Flatch to jail after his lawyer entered a not guilty plea. Flatch charged in the Monday stabbing death of 16-year-old Cassine Morris during a group attack in an Oceanside parking lot. Nassau Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says detectives are looking at the other people who were with the accused killer.
The time to come forward is now, not till after the fact that you've been arrested.
Meanwhile, defense attorney Edward Sapone says the victim may have been hanging out with members of the Bloods gang.
There are guns on social media, and so there is certainly evidence that that group has those connections.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at County District Court in Hempstead.
The search is on for the guy who pushed his way into an East Village apartment last weekend and terrorized the tenant before robbing her.
88-year-old Maximina Osorio is worried about how she's going to pay her bills. Last Saturday, she was followed to her door, pushed inside her apartment. She said the man put his hand over her eyes and mouth.
Like this, say, leave me alone. Shut up. What is the money?
He took $5,000 in cash, money she'd been saving for her husband's headstone. Jose is a neighbor, wonders who would attack an old lady like that. But he believes there will be justice.
He'll get his. One way or another, he'll get his.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on the Lower East Side.
You can see surveillance images of the suspect at 1010winds.com. A New Jersey transit train struck a car at a grade crossing in River Edge this morning. A father and son were seriously injured.
As this Jersey transit train approaching the New Bridge station here on Main Street in River Edge, it's pretty slow, about 3 or 4 miles an hour, when it suddenly clipped a car that apparently had gone around a down gate. Father and teenage son inside, taken away with serious injuries. 400 passengers on the train, they were not hurt. In the far back, Mark Matthew of New City.
It was pretty calm. No one really knew what was happening, so we all just kind of stayed put. We think engine trouble or something. Conductor came back eventually and communicated that no one was dead.
The investigation will focus as to why father and son decided to do what they did. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in River Edge.
A pop-up store opened today in Soho. Sample Fest, which runs for just 10 days, features samples of more than 60,000 food and beverage items, all for free. Creator Phil Lempert spoke to 1010 Winds.
We have Hershey, Beatology, Wonder Melon, Tahini Bar, LaCroix, Le Gruyere, Switzerland Cheese, Trois Petits Cochons, San Pellegrino, just all kinds of great food products for people to come sample. There's no cost. We give them a shopping bag when they walk in.
Sample Fest is at 498 Broome Street. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine finds the rate of teen vaping in this country has doubled in 2 years. That includes 1 in 4 high school seniors who said they had vaped within 30 days of being surveyed, and 1 in 11 eighth graders. Experts say someone starts, it's very difficult to overcome this addiction, and that current efforts by the government and the vaping industry to stop the spread of kids taking up the habit have failed. It's not Halloween, but it's okay to do your best Johnny Depp today.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy.
Today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. It all started in 1995 when two guys traded insults in pirate talk on a racquetball court at the YMCA in Albany, Oregon. They decided on September 19th because one of them had just divorced, and that was his ex-wife's birthday. Fast forward to 2002 when humorist Dave Barry threw his support behind the idea, and voila, it's a thing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.